for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code, please?
Hi there, 08648.
Okay, one moment. Okay, so I missed a number in that zip code. What's the zip code again, please?
08648.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name?
Diana Hayes.
Okay, Ms. Hayes, I do see an account here for you. Will you verify your mailing address?
No, I don't have to give it. I'll just fill out my email with that thing. So I think I'm all good without that.
Okay, I do see an account here where you're being charged. So what did you want me to do tonight with the account?
I have sent everything back that was sent to me in error. I did not know they were going to charge me all this money. So I have my tracking number here, and I wanted to know if you received everything for these two charges. I had $69.97 and $64.97 that have to be both sent back, and I mailed this back on the 10th of May. So I just wanted to see if you were, had received it and you're going to be reimbursing me, please, as soon as possible.
Okay, I'll take a look. Let's see here. So on this account, I do need to verify who you are, of course. What is your email address?
I don't think I gave it out to you before. I don't think I need to give you an email because I do not want to get emails from you. Please, I do not want that.
Okay. So, I have to verify I have to verify the account, ma'am, before I can move forward. Diana Hayes is a common name, so
I can give you my order number, okay? That'll be good enough. Okay, and the order number is 24799. It was done on 4/19/2021. And you have my address too.
And what did you order?
I didn't order anything. It was just sort of like I had to do survey. And then I was told I was going to get two free things. One was earbuds, and one was a watch. And I thought, okay, that was for free for $4. So I said, okay, I'll pay $4 and get that. And then suddenly I was being charged, and I had no idea I was being charged. And I called your company on the 10th of May. And I immediately returned everything. I spoke to Destiny. Her ID number is 75123. She reassured me that this will be refunded to me as soon as possible.
Okay. Well, I'll take a look at the account. Of course, I do see that you have the Focus Pause and the Focus Watch. And I will take that tracking number in just a moment so I can track the product and we can verify everything here. What is the tracking number?
Okay, the tracking number is right here. Hold on. Where did it go? Okay. Just out of my hand. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Okay, here. So the tracking number is United States Post Office. And it was supposed to be getting there like on the 13th of May. Now it's the 19th. Tracking number is 9505.
Oh, I'm sorry. 9505.
Yeah, 8156.
Uh huh.
3392.
Okay.
1130.
Mm-hmm.
6302. 86.
Okay, one moment. Okay, I do see that I've confirmed that you did return the items. and I'll go ahead and process everything on the order that you return. Now, you will get your email confirmations at dianaihs@gmail.com.
That is correct.
Yes, ma'am. I'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I'm just verifying. Of course, your card was not charged the full and final price for the product, the $69.97 and the $64.97.
It says it was.
Okay, according to what I see here on my end, on May 9th, the charge was attempted, but it was declined.
Well, oh, I see. Yeah. So as long as you don't, then it's all good. As long as you don't go out, that's why it was declined. Right. Because I know it was a...
Yes, ma'am. And since you have returned the product, the company will not pursue any further charges against you.
Okay, wonderful. So then we're all set. We'll go ahead and let this be good. Thank you, Dan, and I hope you have a good day.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care of yourself.
Bye. You too. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.